Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
I'm
not sure. That came out, wah. And that's Roland Smith over
those
there.
Those things happen, don't they? I mean,
I was rolling with my name, and the mouth just wasn't going to work. And Mrs. Smith Sabatino, I got that going.
And it's not even Monday, you know? Well, years ago, we used to say on Monday when you started to talk after a weekend off, if you were on radio or television, it was a mumbly Monday.
But I threw it out there. And for all of you who are listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. Let me get that straight. And now to Roland Smith and go.
Where are we going?
We're going somewhere. I don't know.
No, I have nothing.
Well, you have nothing. It gets us started over on the right. But I have something.
What do you have?
So let me get going. All right. I had an opportunity to meet with an old broadcast friend of mine. He used to
Marconi?
Work, no, a little after that, but not far.
All right.
WUSA, a dear friend of mine, John Kellner. And John was talking about the state of our business and wanted to, as a matter of fact, we're going to try to get him on the show sometime soon because he is writing a book about his experiences in Washington, D.C., and I know that you were at one time a Capitol Hill correspondent.
Correct.
Well, so was he. Okay. And he's going to write a book about his experiences dealing on the Hill, and I've worked it as well. We all call it simply the Hill.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting. When I was back there, it was many, many years ago, long before we had all the security that we have now.
Correct.
I had a parking pass right in front of behind the building, where everybody else parked.
Exactly. It was a different world then. Now you can't even get back there. I don't know where they put these
people. No, it's all blocked off.
All blocked off. But he was talking about the stories about the infamous coffee room on the Hill in the back area there, and the stories that would go on in that room between the correspondents, and some of them were legendary. I did not work the room. I worked the Hill, but not the room. I didn't work the Hill directly. I worked it as in the Wall Street Journal. You know?
I don't remember that too well.
Apparently,
I mean, I do remember walking in with a bunch of us reporters at the time and to Speaker McCormick's.
Oh, good.
Remember, I forget his first name. John
McCormick.
John McCormick. The longtime Speaker and political powerhouse on the Hill.
Absolutely. But, you know, his stories, the reason why, and we're going to get together, and I'm going to try to get him on the broadcast, because he explained the machinations of the Hill, and he explains it in the book, because so many people are confused about what actually goes on up there, and how
well,
and so are they.
That includes the entire House and Senate.
How is this supposed to work, folks? And he started the conversation off with what we had discussed in a previous broadcast, what Tom Cotton did with reference to that letter he sent to the Iranians. He said that would never have happened. But the fact that it did happen and how he managed to get the signatures that he did, he said it's worth a story.
I'm amazed at that. And I do believe and share the thought with those who say it was a breach of etiquette.
Yes.
Certainly, at best.
Yes. It was actually unconstitutional. And there is a law, and he mentioned it a number of times, and I've forgotten.
Well, it's the Logan Act.
Logan, thank you very much. And it actually is unconstitutional for what they did. They are not... Congress is not to deal with a foreign power under any circumstances. That is the right of the executive branch of the government to bring any agreement to the Congress for a vote up or down. You can do that, but you got to get the bill to you first. You got to get the execution to you.
The Logan Act, as I recall, it's for any individual to negotiate with a foreign power on behalf of the United States unauthorized.
That's correct.
I suppose Congress would say, and, you know, we're not individuals, we're a branch of the government.
Well, the argument was, as I understand it, not when you put your signature on. That's another story again. Let us move on. Let us get this show started. It's going to be an interesting show.
You bring these things up and you take them away.
I promise. He who giveth shall take it away.
Right.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we take away Smith Sabatino America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. Stay with us.
America Weekend.
Welcome to
to American Biker Minute. Not all motorcycle cooling systems include a radiator. Maybe they should. If your bike runs hot, consider a mini radiator. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The wrench, we follow his advice. For reasons of mechanically induced oil thinning, we don't use synthetic oil, yet prefer to see cooler engine running temperature. We looked over plain oil cooler units and found them only good for a lousy 2 to 3 degrees of cooling. Once that sort of system is combined with a fan, the coolers are much better. We feel the best route is to have a fan hooked up to an actual mini radiator, a JAG, J-A-G-G, oil cooler with one fan and a built-in tiny radiator. My cost $399, MSRP high fives. We're cool, American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
At just 26, Tom Fat Joe became president of his subdivision's homeowners association. But there was a problem. Garbage.
The previous hauler had moved to more profitable routes. They couldn't find a replacement. Bags full of trash were piling up all over.
Tom suggested they do it themselves. An angry resident shot back, "Why don't you do it yourself?"
He did. Every day he woke up at 4 to collect garbage. Then he changed into a suit for his day job as an accountant. A year later, he went full-time in the garbage business, and he went on to create a billion-dollar enterprise.
What problem could you solve part-time? It may be your route to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.